you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Wednesday, July 24th, 2019. Last week at this time we had Ranger Rob on the air with us. He returns today, but he's wearing a different cap. He's the Wordsmith Rob.
Hi, Rob.
So thank you for joining us on today, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends, the Prime Life Times in review. It's an exciting time to share our Prime Life Times paper with y'all, and we hope you are blessed by reading your own copy, but read along with us today. And if you missed yesterday's broadcast, wow, can I recommend a book for you all to read?
Yeah.
If you haven't picked up your copy yet, of Covert Cows and Chick-fil-A, How Faith, Cows, and Chicken Built an Iconic Brand. It was so great to have Steve Robinson over the phone lines to share about his book. This is a God-honoring book. It's a great story of how Chick-fil-A became so successful following God-honoring principles and just the character that they developed through their teamwork and, you know, closing on Sunday to honor God and to allow their families to worship together and to have family time. And this book is not only a story of how Chick-fil-A got to become so successful, but some of the principles behind decisions that they made and their mission statement about bringing honor and glory to God through their work and through great values and through their team effort. And I hope to have copies of this book available here at the Great News Radio Center soon at a discounted price, but I highly recommend this book. It's a great, fun read, real informative, and really challenging, and has blessed me to think through some of the ways of developing our own team. It's called Covert Cows and Chick-fil-A, How Faith, Cows, and Chicken Built an Iconic Brand, and it's written by Steve Robinson, and he's the former chief marketing officer of Chick-fil-A.
So very interesting.
That's archived at greatnewsradio.org. And hopefully, I don't know exactly the date, but in the next few months, Chick-fil-A will be opening on North Prospect Avenue in Champaign. So that'll be exciting. I can't wait to maybe have a partnership with them and provide Chick-fil-A sandwiches at some radio events or something. We'll see how that works.
We need to have a party. We haven't had, you know, people in or potlucks or stuff.
So we're going to do something. And I'm working with Steve off air yesterday after we talked. He said that he's going to be at Northwestern in the fall.
Yeah.
And maybe we can work out something for our listeners or something.
Be great.
Together. So
he's very inspiring.
So, hey, Rob, thanks for coming back, carving out time in your schedule to read stories and to share some of the content. And I think you have a couple stories we're going to try to fit in today.
I would like you to read The Wordsmith's Workshop, because I found it very interesting. This is a popular column that you write every month, and this one was pretty historically interesting.
Okay. Well, I shall read it. How We Got Our Language, Part 1. That means keep your eyes open for Part 2.
That's
an upcoming issue.
Will there be a Part 3 or 4?
No. No, we just got our language, and now we're messing it up. So. No, I'm kidding. All old people seem to think that the language is going to the dogs.
That's right.
But languages grow and change. You can't hold. You can't,
you can't stop that
process. Going to the dogs, is that biblical reference when they threw Queen Jezebel to the dogs? Where did we come up with going to the dogs?
Yeah, where did we?
That could certainly be part of it.
That's really good, Mark. I never would have thought of that.
With authority on that right now.
That stops me from sharing.
Watch for an upcoming article about going to the dogs.
All that details in your sharing and talking.
That's so funny.
When I was helping out with the English classes here, Mark was teaching in one room, I was teaching another. He'd say, Rob, tell us about this word.
Oh, yeah. That has happened. Yeah,
that's true.
That was fun. So it's called How We Got Our Language. We got our language from our parents and our peers as we learned to speak and then continued building our vocabulary. Right. And I'll say that I remember asking Dad, I'd hear a word on the radio while we were milking cows, and I'd say, Dad, all of a sudden I'm hearing this word all the time and I don't know it. Oh, well, you've heard it before. You just didn't know it, so you didn't pay attention. So that word means this. And then pretty soon it was another word. So that's true for each of us personally. If Noam Chomsky's theory of generative grammar is correct, each person generates his or her own grammatical framework to accommodate personal speech and writing. That is, just that combination of words that form grammatical sentences in our minds. English developed through a series of invasions of Britain. The early Celtic language left only about 10 words in today's English. Just imagine everybody in the island spoke Celtic, and we got 10 words. Now, that doesn't count the place names and the Welsh words we can't pronounce, of course, right? So, invasions included forays of Angles, Jutes, and Saxons. And the mixture of these languages resulted in Anglo-Saxon and Old English, which still sounded quite a bit like the German of that time. We'll follow tradition and call all these Germanic invaders Saxons. That's just what the historians tend to do. They lump them together. Hmm. The first recorded Saxon invasion was in the 4th century, but the Romans successfully fought them off. No cultural or linguistic vestiges remain. In the 5th century, the Romans left Britain over a struggle among men who wanted to be Caesar. That left the island vulnerable to successive foreign invasions. Then later, in the second half of the 5th century, about 450 AD, Saxons began arriving in unprecedented numbers, and the Saxon era began. Historians have long debated the motivation for these invasions. Was it increasing Frankish control of West European coastal areas? Now, the Franks were the predecessors of the modern French. The Frankish control of West European coastal areas, fishing and commerce? Did the Celts invite Saxon warriors to come to help defend Britain from the Scots and Irish? Irish raiders known as sea wolves kidnapped those they didn't massacre and sold them into slavery. Hadrian's Wall was built to keep the Scots out of Britain proper. Did the Saxons leave their homeland because of unusually heavy rains, flooding of farmland, and the well-documented tsunamis that devastated the Frisian Islands and northern continental coastal areas at about that time? This series of natural disasters could have driven the Saxons to look for farmland that didn't flood. Many factors likely influenced their decision to leave their homes and invade the island. What influence did Anglo-Saxon have on our language? Our language resulted from a mingling of the related languages of Frisian, English, sometimes called English with an I, Saxon, and Jutish invaders. Jutland is that area that juts north from Germany, but is part of Denmark.
I don't know. My head's kind of spinning right now. I just want to know, where is the show where Jesus was speaking English? It's right there recorded in my Bible. Where did Jesus come
that
in here speaking
happen,
English?
Mark.
Look, Mark. The King James Version was good enough for Peter and Paul. So, okay.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
In other words, Anglo-Saxon became English. Warrior peoples from Saxony, Schleswig-Holstein, and the Baltic Sea coast settled in what are now Essex, Sussex, Middlesex, and Wessex. The Jutes from northern Denmark settled primarily in Kent. The Angles from northwestern Germany settled in East Anglia, or part of northeast England. Two more events influenced Old English. Vikings from Scandinavia arrived in northern Britain over 1,000 years ago, adding their DNA to the populace and leaving their linguistic influence on the language, especially in Scotland. In 597, the Roman Catholic Church made Latin the official church language. The Gospels were translated into Latin by the late 4th century, and that achievement would usher in a new linguistic phase as Latin became lingua franca, that is, the common language, for science and church throughout Europe. Literate people communicated in Latin, regardless of first language. Most Latin influence on English has been indirect. Long the province of scholars, the words of this early Roman language influenced scholarly more than common speech. So two examples would be that discus provided the root for desk, dish, and disc, and quietus produced our word quiet. Many English medical terms came from Latin, and numerous tree and plant names did too, particularly scientific names using genus and species. Obviously, Latin enriched our language, though it did not influence its form. The most important invasion of all will have to wait until next month's column.
Yeah, a little teaser to pick up the August edition.
Yeah, so watch for the conclusion of this topic in the August issue of the Prime Life Times.
Oh,
so there you have it.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to read this. Rob teaches advanced academic writing. I couldn't believe that. At the University of Illinois. You can email him at rob@primelifetimes.com. Wow.
All true.
Okay, so everybody still awake?
Got our language.
That's incredible. Thank you.
I know you were always wondering, Mark, how we got it.
So invaders are a big part of the language.
Absolutely.
The conquerors are the ones that help determine what we're going to be speaking.
And there's an irony here because for centuries, the Romans controlled Britain. They were there occupying. They left very little linguistic influence.
That is interesting.
They just didn't leave much.
Well, they couldn't defeat the Scots, you know.
Well, that's why they built Hadrian's Wall. But, you know, there was also a Dane Wall to keep the Danes out. Yeah. So that's another whole story, a horse of a different color.
Somebody traced my ancestry back to Robert the Bruce, so I'm kind of proud.
They were cousins.
Oh my goodness.
They can't see this, but they're facing each other, shaking hands.
Wow. I had no idea we were cousins.
How about that?
Wow, the Wordsmith's Workshop by Rob Seidenberg, a regular feature in each and every edition of the Prime Wave Times.
He's got quite a following on it. My head's still reading, but it's really wonderful.
Yeah. Okay, everyone, let's sigh together.
Oh, okay.
Glad that one's over.
I have to say, Mark, what I really enjoy is when readers write in and challenge something, some point of grammar or something like that. That's really stimulating and exciting to me.
Okay. Yeah.
So, hey, I tell my students in the classroom, if you can catch me saying something incorrect, you prove it or demonstrate it, you get an A for that day.
Oh my goodness.
That's good motivation for them.
Well, his email, once again, if you want to write and comment, Rob@primelifetimes.com. Rob@primelifetimes.com.
Since we have Rob here, I really would love it if you would read your poem, Rob.
Okay.
What page is this Prime Life Poets on this month?
I think it's near the end of the second section. Maybe B10.
Wow, we have two sections.
B10.
Wow, just gotta love that.
You bet.
Yep, there it is.
You bet. It's called "These Are Our Own." It's a great poem.
Yeah, I wrote this for the 4th of July. Yeah, I get a little emotional about the flag and things like that.
Yes, you do.
So this is called "These Are Our Own," as Marianne said. Is freedom free? Then what's the cost? The lives of patriot soldiers lost? The multi-billion-dollar fee, are those what keep our country free? Is it the plans in Pentagon and training, on and on? Or is our readiness achieved through creed and faith that are believed? Is it the weekend warrior proud, or patriot songs we sing aloud, or ammo spent on rifle range, or brutal deprivation strange of sailors, soldiers, and Marines who live on MREs and beans? Of airmen who, when in harm's way, resolve to fly another day? Yes, there's a cost to how we live, and many a young recruit will give that last full measure Lincoln cited on battlefield, war-torn and blighted. But for that warrior, the home court is where he garners his support. So send a package, mail a card, or just support your National Guard. The women and men who put their lives on that grim line have husbands, wives. Their little kiddies wait with tension for moms and dads. You know, no pension can compensate for birthdays missed, for weddings, funerals, babies kissed, or not. Our warriors know the score. They hope and pray and wait for more. The price is steep. It's paid in blood that we might stem the evil flood of those who wish our country harm. That's why we teach and work and farm. That's why they don the uniform. That's why they face the threatening storm. That is the cost of freedom, too. Each one at risk, these faithful few. The least that you and I can do is stand by them to see them through their trial by fire, their bout with pain, their struggle to be whole again. It is for you, and it is for me. They mourn their comrades on bended knee. So write that letter, pick up the phone, as we remember these are our own.
Wow. Rob, that is so well done. And I know you feel really strongly about supporting service people when they're overseas sending packages or letters. I've heard you talk about that.
Yeah, I do feel strongly about that. And there are churches and groups, organizations, Sunday school classes, other groups who faithfully send cards, letters, notes, packets. A care packet is a really nice thing to get when you're stationed overseas in some remote area, and that's a fact.
Yeah,
it's a great thing.
Yeah, it's personal. It connects them back to home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
You know, special little treats or candies or whatever the favors are.
Trading goods, who knows what.
Yeah, that's right.
Little multi-tools and things like that they can trade off or give away.
My nephew was an Army Ranger, And you don't realize until they tell you how much it means to get these things.
Yeah, and you know, you're there, and if you didn't take it, you don't have it, and you won't get it unless somebody sends it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time somebody said, oh, no, we didn't pack a hammer, and we were in the middle of nowhere in Honduras, Central America, on a mission. And I said, well, can somebody run into town and get one? I was pretty naive. No, you can't run into town and get one. You didn't bring it, you don't have it, end of story.
Oh,
so
wow.
You're going to fly back to the States and get it or what? So,
wow.
There it is, yeah.
That's really well done.
Well, this edition, the July edition, and all the editions of the Prime Lifetimes are made possible through many of the advertisers that help underwrite some of the costs.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are being blessed by the Prime Lifetimes, if you wanted to make a tax-deductible donation to the radio ministry to help with some of our costs, that would be wonderful. We provide these free of charge at over 300 area locations, and you can continue to help us get this paper out. It's informative, engaging, and positive, and we feel very God-honoring with the great content and stories. And so,
and you can put a memo saying Prime Lifetimes on your donation.
On the donation, that would be great. And, you know, thank you, God, for some of these advertisers. I'm opening up to page B3, and there's the fun one, delicious Chinese food, American and traditional. The Peking Garden, one of our favorite dining places, Mark and Holly Burns.
That's great.
It really is. There's a lot of great advertisers in here that provide great services products. And we would hope that if you utilize one of these services or these advertisers, let them know that you saw the ad in the Prime Lifetimes. Thank them for helping support this paper. And, you know, maybe you're a business, too, and you want to be a part of this great monthly publication. Give us a call, and we'll figure out how our team can best serve you.
Yeah, please do. Is there time for me to read the list of advertisers?
Oh, sure. That'd be great.
Okay, great. So this month, in July, the index of advertisers for the paper, thank you, all of you, so much. Equality Solutions, Christmas in July, Creekside Terrace, Edward Jones, Evergreen Place Assisted Living, First Baptist Church, Great News Radio, Half Century of Progress, Harvest Moon Twin Drive-In Theater, Health Alliance, Heil Royster Volker & Allen Law Firm, Historic Farm Days, I Matter Photography, Emmanuel Senior Residences, Inman Place Senior Living, Joe Kaufman Remax, Kruger Cohen Pape Funeral Home, Matex, Myers Carpet Weavers, Parkview Apartments, Peking Garden, Prairie Winds, Reminisce Farm Days, Royal Seal Coating Service, Savoy Therapy, Service Master, the Eye Center, and the Glenwood Assisted Living.
All right.
Thank you,
God, for these wonderful businesses and service providers and those of you that help underwrite the costs for the Prime Lifetimes so we can offer them free of charge. And we do have some that subscribe monthly for $30, and they get 12 editions sent right to their home. And that's, like I mentioned, $30. And we can take your credit card over the phone, or you can send in a check and request to be sent the Prime Lifetimes for 1 year, starting whatever date, whether it be July or starting in August. But we're finding people are really enjoying this. They learn about the radio ministry. This is good God-honoring content. It's uplifting. It's positive. It's informative. And with Rob on board, you never know what you're going to learn from him.
That's right.
Thank you, Rob. And a poet, and you know it.
Yeah.
It's very good. Well done.
Yes,
very
it was.
Well done.
Yes, it was. When we interviewed Mr. Robinson from Chick-fil-A, and he was talking about their purpose, and one of their main things is to have a big positive influence on society and on the places around them, and I felt like in our own way, we're kind of doing that with our paper.
Yeah, a number of people have said that it's so encouraging. I don't subscribe to whatever publication anymore because it's either trashy news, or it's, you hear the word fake news, or it's slanted, or it's so worldly, it's just not very positive.
Right.
And they feel like these stories are really helpful and encouraging and informative. And that's our primary purpose.
Yes.
To do it to God's glory.
It's one of our taglines, positive.
And to help people that they pick this up in the various locations, grocery stores, supermarkets, all over the area. And then they learn about the radio ministry. So if you're new to Great News Radio through the Prime Lifetimes, we welcome you.
Yes,
we do.
We're
one big, happy, growing family. And we just want you to know that God loves you. He has a plan and purpose for your life. And we hope through the Prime Life Times, through obviously our broadcast, that you're going to learn about God's love and you're going to cling to that and find hope in that redemptive plan that he has for you through the Lord Jesus Christ. We love to sing the praises to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and follow him. And through these many means and mechanisms, through the print, through the broadcast, through radio events and gatherings and travel, God's given us a platform in many different ways to reach people, and we're glad you're part of our radio listening family and Prime Life Times reader.
Yeah. Singing Men will be starting up soon, too.
Yes,
yeah,
Singing right. Men, that's the right. Children's Choir.
Yeah,
you know,
it's all going to be towards
theater
fall.
Theater troupe, we're talking about that. There's a lot
of
things.
Yeah. Oh, I know. That's exciting.
I know that.
Yeah, we're thinking about getting Mark cloned because
this
is a lot for him to bear.
Well, yeah, that's why our board's been meeting. We've been praying and seeking
Mark doesn't
whatever.
Need to sleep. It doesn't
matter. Yeah, what sleep? You get in trouble when you sleep, right?
Or something?
I don't know.
No, you get rested.
Oh, yeah, but, God's really doing some unique things, special things with this radio ministry. We covet, we appreciate, we depend on your prayers. Mm-hmm. Certainly your financial support helps pay the bills. If you'd like to get in touch with us and maybe pledge a monthly gift or a one-time gift, it really helps. We've been listener-supported these 23-plus years, and we've never had a share-a-thon. We've never preempted
Amazing.
Programming to raise funds. Most stations do like a fall and a spring share-a-thon. Mm-hmm. We've never done that. We've faithfully trusted God through your very generous gifts of all amounts, monthly small amounts to one-time larger gifts. We appreciate each and every dime, and we're very good stewards of your resources. So if you'd entrust them to us, you can mail them to Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. That's Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Your gifts are treasured and really go a long ways for helping us proclaim the good news message of Jesus, that good news that God has a plan and purpose for our lives, and he made a way for all of us to spend eternity with him because of what he did through the Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank God for Jesus and for his plan of salvation for all of us. Yes. All of you tuned in today can know God the Father in a personal way.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Rob Seidenberg with the Ministry of Great News Radio and the Prime Life Times. God bless you. Have a great day and night.